ESPN FM 101.5 and 1480 AM studios. This is the Gregeth and Hooks Show. Call the show 402-466-3776. Your teams, your town, your show. Here are your hosts, Nick Gregeth and Bill Hooks.
Welcome back into Gregeth and Hooks. Hope everyone's having a great hump day out there. Beautiful weather continues in Lincoln, Nebraska. It's going to be a little breezy, but it's still a good day to roll the windows down, take a nice walk. Having a lot of fun in here with Thew Malone in the house today for Nick as he is out today. Will Wilson still killing it for us. Special thanks to Robin Wash at HuskerOnline.com for taking the time.
One of the underlying themes, obviously, every time I come in and sub is we take a jab if we can in a playful manner at my age. And then there are days where I show my age on my own. As Mr. Wilson, has a sweatshirt on. I think it's a softball club, and it's got like
it's my sister's college in Minnesota.
Sister's college, and it's got like this lion or a tiger or something on it. And I said, "Hey, that's the emblem on the Löwenbräu beer." And everyone in the room just looked at me like, "What?" Yep. I mean, I don't know if they still sell that. I'm sure they do. And we looked it up, and sure enough, it is. So maybe now I'm not procuring for you to go and partake in that necessarily, but I just want to make sure I wasn't crazy. Bill, you remember Löwenbräu?
Oh yeah,
Let it be Löwenbräu.
Is this no longer a thing?
I don't know. They've been brewing it for like 500 years from Germany. Yeah. It's not something I think that people maybe in this market probably seek out per se.
Speaking of stuff that's exciting as you're looking and stuff, yesterday they put out because. Obviously you're looking at Husker schedule this year. They started talking about next year, and Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com, reported that as of now, the Ireland trip is still on.
All right.
For the Huskers to go out there.
That'd be great.
For the Huskers to go out there. So if you were planning on that and you had already made arrangements, as of right now, they're planning on going to Ireland still.
Football and Guinness.
That would work.
I can't wait to go.
So you're planning on going?
Yes. I've always wanted to, that's one of my spots to go. I always wanted to go to Ireland and play golf for sure out there. And then just see the history of the castles and things like that. But it's one of those trips where it's like, you just wouldn't go. But now that the Huskers are going, my wife and I were talking about it, and our two best friends who we traveled to away games are like on the same page.
Well, there's any more.
Literally when it came out, like I was getting emails. And it's my buddy Murray, who I talk about on the show, was literally like stopped whatever he was doing and was shooting out like emails about like research of like the pubs and stuff. Huh. And what's the closest pub to the stadium? We found one. It's like half mile away.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you have Irish in your,
I don't even know. I've never done anything like
that.
So
you are?
Well, yeah. Malone's as Irish of a name as you can have that doesn't start with O apostrophe or Mick.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very, very Irish, and I've never been there. I mean, I'd love to go kiss the Blarney Stone, and maybe I can see if the Hooks Learjet has a couple extra seats trip, see if I can get in on that.
Here's a tip. I have a buddy who lived in Ireland for a little bit. His fiance lives there right now.
Oh, sweet.
He's a little bit Irish, right? Apparently, Irish people in Ireland, they absolutely hate it when Americans come over and say that they have a little bit of Irish in them. Oh. They make fun of you like crazy, so don't do that.
Not doing that. I'm just going over there because I think it'd be a cool trip.
I think it'd be awesome.
I'm taking my golf clubs and everything. I'm taking this, everything.
Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna do everything.
I'm jealous.
So, but it's still on as of now. So, I was going to ask you a random question because we had a funny moment a week or so ago when your dad texted in about his fantasy football team.
Oh, yeah.
Does he really have a fantasy football team?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask how he was doing in his league.
Nope, he doesn't. Usually we have a family league. We put that off this year.
Why?
I don't know, man. Everyone down.
What happened,
all the
dude?
Family over in Colorado, we're not feeling it this year.
They weren't feeling it? Because I assume like your sister wins all the time.
No, she's terrible.
What?
Terrible hooks.
Thought she'd be good.
Why would you think that?
Don't you have a twin?
I have a twin, yeah.
Yeah, his twin.
So I'm picturing you with longer hair.
Don't
Whenever
do
she's
that.
Back okay. in town, we have to have her back in again.
Oh, maybe. We'll see.
You know what's not terrible? What's trending at the time?
Good to have you with us again.
You're tuned in to another episode of What's Trending.
It started with a whisper.
I'm sorry. What the heck are you talking about?
Time for Now Trending.
How do you trend?
What you talking about, Will?
What the bloody hell are you two talking about?
And real quick, it was interesting watching that Athletics White Sox game yesterday, because just a few days ago, Hooks, you and I talking off air about perfect games.
Yes.
And how when the last time we saw one, when we think the next time we'll see one. Giolito, he had a perfect game through six.
That's crazy.
So I had that on, and he lost it in the six off a single.
Yeah.
But it was close, man. He had a perfect through
I want to say,
six.
Were they close this year? What do we have, two or three no-hitters this year?
There's two.
There were two. One was close, wasn't it? A couple walks, maybe?
I'm not sure.
Maybe one walk. I want to say there was maybe that one that was close this year that had one or two walks, and it was like in the fourth inning or something.
Okay.
But literally went the rest of the game out. I think it was like maybe one walk in the entire game, and he went the rest of the game and didn't have a walk.
Wow.
And I always like to give a shout-out to local teams when I get a chance. And Mallory's teammate last week threw a perfect game for Southeast. Five
get
innings.
Out of here.
All right.
No walks, only three balls put in play.
Nice.
The last batter got down to a full count. Yeah, which made a little bit nervous, and she threw the sixth pitch right down the middle.
That's awesome.
Perfect, nice. Perfect game for
the
Southeast pitcher. So,
that's
congrats
awesome.
To them.
That's sweet.
Very
nice
cool.
work.
Adam Schefter, he just put out a tweet like 10 minutes ago, and I'll just read it to you. This is pretty interesting. He said, "NFL sent another strongly worded memo to team executives, GMs, and head coaches today, urging all to be in compliance with game day protocols, wearing masks." He said, "quote We will address lack of compliance with accountability measures that may include suspensions and or forfeit draft picks."
They're serious about this.
They are.
They really are, and I think it probably. And again, I think it's tough for the coaches, and I don't get it. I guess a couple things. I don't get the mask thing because they're like all the players aren't wearing masks, but the coaches are.
Yeah.
Right? Out there.
And most of them are covering their mouth with their play sheet anyway, so you can't read their lips.
Like, I just want to know what the protocol is. It like mask 100% of the time? I know a lot of those coaches are wearing them, but then sometimes they like pull them down to talk. Like, is that out of compliance or not? But also with what just happened with the positive test with the Titans and things like that, it's probably the time for the memo. They've levied like $2 million in fines so far right now.
And I think it'd be easier, you know, how you're not wanting someone to read your lips or call the play. If you've got a mask on, that's going to make it even more difficult.
I wonder if people will go to the shield just to keep it away, because, you know, Andy Reid wears the shield.
Yeah.
If that's, because it's there, it never moves, it's just there.
Mm-hmm. It's like that, is it like the big fireman thing that comes down?
Yeah.
Like you're wearing a big sheet of plexiglass over your face.
It's always fogged up.
Well, if you can somehow mount some wipers on it or something.
Yeah, right. Hey, also, speaking of that COVID situation with the Titans, kind of updating you, they did have one more player test positive, so now there's four players. The Vikings were tested. All of them came back negative. The Vikings are good, but still, everything's shut down, and we'll see what happens.
Minneapolis, I'm sure if they continue to have, if they do another round of testing and it's negative, they'll open, the Vikings will open back up.
They should.
But right now, the Titans are down until Saturday at the
right. And then they'll decide for the game on the following day. So that's.
Yep. Wow.
So there's a certain stat in the NBA that is pretty interesting, pretty impressive, and it's been going on for a while. 37 consecutive years, a teammate of Shaq's has played in the NBA Finals.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's happened again this year. LeBron is in the finals. Remember, he played with Shaq. Man, I don't remember when, but they were on the Cavs together, weren't they?
He did do a little stint with the Cavs, didn't he? Was it there when he was there?
Was it? I think so. Yes, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, and I remember this trivia question maybe like 2 years ago, and it was this obscure backup center with like the Celtics that kept the streak alive.
2009, 2010, he was with the Cavs.
Okay, so there it is. 37 consecutive years, a teammate of Shaq's has played in the NBA Finals. Also, speaking of the NBA Finals, can I say something? Everyone was talking about the new court design for the Finals. You know, they took away the cursive Finals logo, which I'm kind of mad about.
Yeah, that's an iconic.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
See, what I want to see them do this for the Finals, and the only reason I bring this up is because instead of watching that debate last night, I watched Bloodsport. For the Finals, I want to see them bring the two ends of the court up. If you ever watch Bloodsport, I think that would be interesting. They should do that.
Hey, I know you got some more, but speaking of mind-boggling, and I read this yesterday on this, and it's with Pat Riley. Have you seen his deal?
No.
Speaking of streaks,
tonight when they start, this will mark the seventh straight decade, okay, that Pat Riley will be a part of an NCAA, NBA, or NCAA championship as a player, head coach, or team president. Seven straight decades.
Seventh. How old is he? Oh, Pat, was he a ball boy for two of those? Pat Riley, I mean, we had to have been like 19 on the first decade or you know.
Pat Riley is 75 years old.
Jeez.
Think about that.
You're talking, I mean...
He was a 1967. He was a first...
To encompass seven decades...
He played
decades.
College at Kentucky. Played college ball at Kentucky. He was a first round draft pick, seventh overall to the San Diego Rockets in 1967. So he was with the Rockets from 67 to 70 for 3 years. As a player, he's also with the Lakers for 5 years. He was with the Suns. Then as a coach, he was the Lakers assistant. He was the Lakers head coach. We all know that. He was a Knicks head coach. And he was with Miami as a head coach and team president. Seven straight decades.
It's amazing.
He's been a part of some type of finals.
That's crazy.
That is interesting. This is interesting as well. So looking at the Broncos injury situation, they have, I mean, if you look at their IR list, it is absolutely insane.
It's insane.
But if you look at what those players are getting paid that are on the IR list, it totals to $53 million. That's how much their IR list is currently. $53 million is what they're getting paid.
Wow. Like hey, 10 players on it. Going back to NFL, Sports Illustrated is reporting Sunday's game between the Steelers and Titans is being postponed.
Okay. There it is.
They are considering all options to reschedule with Monday night as an option for one of them. So that game is officially being postponed. According to Sports Illustrated, it is being postponed.
Where was it supposed to be?
I want to say it was in Tennessee. That Tennessee, I think it was supposed to be a home game for them.
And if we can get another doubleheader Monday night, I would be down for that.
So there you go.
That's all I got, by the way.
Possibility there. So they are postponing that game. So, you know, probably, again, they're assuming that's the right thing to do with it, with the testing situation and the cleanup and all that good stuff. Now, for you all you fantasy football owners, you'll have to start looking at your rosters. If you are carrying like a Derrick Henry, or Ryan Tannehill, you know, interesting there.
That's all I got. That's what's trending at 10.
Man, that's something else. And the Steelers, if you got Ben Roethlisberger, Juju Smith-Schuster,
that sucks.
James Conner, right? Think about the players. If you have for some reason you have Eric Ebron or something, there is a that is going to put some players. I think. Let me think. Let me look. I think that is going to put Nick in a bind.
Oh, no.
I think that is going to put Nick, his team, coming off a win against Spellman in theirs. Let me look and see. I think he's going to be without. So he will be without Ryan Tannehill, James Conner. He has we have a defensive player, so he'll be without Hayward on the defensive tackle position. No, he'll be without three, Tannehill and Conner.
Yikes. That was going to be a good game, too.
Yeah, that was going to be a really good game.
We'll get it, though. We'll get it.
It's the right thing at this time that they're doing that. So,
but it is interesting, like Nick said. I mean, this is the first big test the NFL has for COVID. And, I mean, so far it seems like they're doing a good job.
Also out there, from a fantasy football perspective, Chris Godwin is looking likely going to miss the game this week. And it looks like no, his return could be in week six against the Packers. So Brady will be without Chris Godwin, it looks like, this week.
He's got other people to throw the ball to down there. He'll be all right.
In news as well, from a local perspective, Patrick Mahomes has more news. If you haven't seen that, him and his fiance reveal they have a baby on the way.
Oh. That kid's not going to go
without.
What
a year it's been for, he's what, 24, whatever he is.
I think he's
young guy. He has won a Super Bowl. He is a minority owner of the Royals. Bought into the Royals, right? Got engaged, having a baby, massive contract.
Should we all be scared now that Mahomes is going to have dad strength?
Yes.
You know, remember back World War II, you know, when all the soldiers came home and we had what they called the baby boomers, you realize that with this pandemic, how many people have stayed home?
Oh, yeah.
That, like, in the next few months, we're going to have the corona boomers. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's happening as we speak.
What do you mean, Willie?
You know what I mean.
You got one on the way?
No, joking.
Oh, all right. Well, I didn't know what you meant.
That's the farthest thing that I was talking about.
Again, out there, if you're a Lions fan and you might, if you're looking at the running back situation there, they're reporting that the Lions likely to roll with veteran Adrian Peterson as the lead running back.
All right.
Going forward for the immediate future as well. He's had more snaps, rushes, and yards than the rest of the Detroit running backs combined on Sunday.
Well, I'm sure.
He played 40 snaps in the victory against Arizona, 22 carries, 75 yards, one catch for 10 yards. That follows 2 weeks of a committee approach with Peterson, Kieran Johnson, and DeAndre Swift. So it looks like as the Lions move forward, it'll be Adrian Peterson.
I like it.
As the guy, which helps because me, from a fantasy perspective, as I lost Barkley,
oh, yeah.
I have Adrian Peterson on my list.
Oh, good.
Did you see who's starting for the Broncos?
Whoa, no.
Brett Rypien.
Huh?
Brett Rypien.
Who's that?
I think that's how you say his last name. Pretty sure he played for Boise State.
Okay.
Doesn't ring a bell to you guys?
Not to
me. Is it Mark Rypien's son?
Maybe that's how you say his name.
Used to quarterback for the Washington football team.
There you go. Yeah, Boise State. He was undrafted last year, so not many people know about him. He's a recent dude. So we'll see how he does. I think the Broncos should try and go to Blake Bortles. Why not?
Why not? This also just coming out. It's on CBSSports.com. Texans won't be signing Earl Thomas after being sent home prior to a scheduled workout.
So he didn't even show up for the...
I don't know if he got sent home. I was kind of reading through it. It's not likely to happen.
I am very, very surprised, to be honest with you, that Dallas has not made a move there. Unless there's got to be something there. Obviously, we know that he has a history of maybe not being the best teammate. But given Dallas's expectations, obviously glaring weaknesses in the secondary, this guy is flat out said numerous times that playing for Dallas is like his dream team, and here we are, a month or so has gone by, and usually Jerry is one of two or three owners that takes a chance on players like that, and for Jerry Jones to not pull the trigger yet, it makes you wonder if we're getting all the story, or if there's something more going on there.
So that is that news. There's a lot of NFL news, man. A lot of stuff coming with that.
Huskers, we got Huskers after the break. Husker, we want to do any more Huskers? All right,
Huskers, talk college football. Yeah, let's take another quick break here. We'll come back. We'll do a little Huskers. We'll talk some college football as we do have. There's still games that are approaching for us. There's games. The SEC has some key games. So we'll talk that after the break.